Greetings, we are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Because I'm telling you, as you go forward in your work week, God is going to cause a trial that you would have to call on those many, I don't know, I probably gave you like 30 different manifestations, and that is not all, by the way, of how God manifests. He's going to cause something to happen that's going to give you the opportunity to pray specifically for Elohim, Yahweh, Jehovah, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Tishkenu, Jehovah Rapha, the Great I Am, the Prince of Peace, the Light of the World, the Light. All of these things that I've just went down the list and spoken to you, it's going to give you the opportunity to actually start learning him on a more intimate level instead of the general God. Mark my words. He's also going to give you or call somebody, a coworker, a family member, a spouse, a child, person in a gas station, a grocery store, an aisle 12, he's going to give you an opportunity to actually introduce that specific manifestation to that individual.
Amen.
The most popular one is peace. You might come across somebody in aisle 12, and you overhear their conversation. They're on the phone, and they're just like, oh, I don't know what to do. I'm in the store now, but I can't even think straight. I just don't even have any peace. The Lord is just giving you so many hints. And mind you, she's standing right there next to you looking at the same products on the shelf. She hangs up the phone. That's your opportunity to say, you know what, ma'am, I overheard you speaking about how you don't have any peace. Is everything all right? She's probably going to tell you what's going on. And you can say, listen, can I pray with you? I know somebody that can give you sure peace, the Prince of Peace, actually. Mm-hmm. He will give you the peace that goes beyond all understanding, and who will guard your heart and mind. That's in Philippians chapter 4. Peace that passes all understanding. That's your opportunity to introduce our own God, the Great I Am, in a specific way. Because I just tell you the truth, we have become so casual with the word God that people take it for a joke. And there's so many gods in existence, they don't even know who you're talking about. They'll say, God who? God like the Muslims, God like Buddha, God like somebody else, the black Israelites. I mean, what God are you talking about? So let's be more specific.
Mm-hmm.
The one that says, I am the Great I Am. I am finally existent. I had no beginning and will never have an end. I am who I am. I'm talking about that God, who in Hebrew is Yahweh or Jehovah. He can give you peace right here in Walmart and aisle 12.
Amen.
That's what I'm talking about. So beware. The warning has already gone forth. You're going to be tested on this. And you're going to have this also come back to your memory when you pray. God's going to have you rehearse some of these things. And you're going to begin to call out, Elohim, Elohim, I need you to create some things, some new things in my life. I need you to give me a new mind. Create a new mind. I don't like the way my old mind works.
That's
I don't
right.
like the way I thought. Mm. I just don't like it. I want a new mind. Mm. I want a new heart.
Hallelujah.
New heart.
Yes,
created me a new heart. What do you think he was doing? When the Bible talks about creating me a new heart and renew a right spirit within me, he was demonstrating his Elohim anointing. That was his Elohim manifestation, creating in you a new heart. Oh, my God. This is so good. This thing really should be a series, but I'm about to end because I told you I didn't want to keep you. But with that being said, people of God, as you go forward in your relationship with the Lord, as you begin to study, keep track. Have a little journal, a little piece of paper, so that you can write down your progression. What new dimensions of God and his son have you seen through the study of his name? List them. I learned today that God is a God of breakthrough. He is a solid rock. He is my foundation. I learned that he truly is my shield and buckler. I read it in the scripture, like lead pastor told me to. That's your notes. You're writing it down.
Okay.
Keep track. so you can feel proud of what you've learned. Because as sure as you learned it, and if you try and lean on also your memory, the enemy is going to try and sift that seed. He's going to try and steal that memory, so when you need it, it's almost like it's going to be, I forgot, I need to call on that name. And it would be hard to recall, but if you write it down on paper, it gets into your spirit even more.
Mm-hmm.
How does this increase your reverence and love for him? As you learn more of these names and manifestations of the glory of God, how does that increase your love? It makes it personal. This is why I'm so passionate when I speak, because each name that I've spoken, not one, not three, each one, all of the 30 or more I've spoken and more that I have not even said, they're personal to me because I've learned him on a personal level, and I know emotionally what it means to me to be my counselor, to be my mother to the motherless and the father to the fatherless. There was a time in my life I have my biological parents, but because of the decision I made to do some things to stand up for God, it caused a shift in my relationship. God was pulling them from me because he wanted me to be by myself. I couldn't call on a sister. I couldn't call on a mom. I couldn't call on a grandma. I couldn't call on a father. God made sure that that relationship was interrupted because I had to learn how to call on God for myself, and I had to learn what type of manifestations he does call or manifest in. So God had to get me in a shut away type period of my life. So he had to be the mother to the motherless. He had to be the father to the fatherless. He had to be my strong tower. He had to be my fortress when people were seeking to do me wrong. And it wasn't intentional. I did not plan to hurt these people, but because of my decision to stand up for God, it hurt people. So they say it hurt them, and they wanted some type of retribution from me. I ran so quickly to that fortress. I'm telling you, I know what it's like to live in the island of fortress with God. I know what it's like to be the apple of the eye. I know what it's like to hide in his secret place and abide under the safety of his wings. I've been there. I am there. I know what it's like to feel the coolness and the shade of his wing extended to me so I can abide under it. You better get there with your vivid imagination and faith.
Yes.
I see it visually when I run into the safety of his arms. I abide there. I know, and I see myself in the little apple of his eye. And don't you know, the more I see myself doing those things and being there and camping in the strong tower and watching him be my shield and buckler and watching him be my strong tower, watching him be the rock of my salvation, watching him be the prince of my peace, if I see it visually, it manifests that even more stronger in my life. And that is why we're able to move supernaturally in this world. That's why we're able to come across Satan himself, and he knows we get it. He trembles because we really understand that it is real. So understand, as you discover these new names, why and how does it increase your reverence? Make it personal. Because I was going through a series of depression, but I learned that he's my Prince of Peace, and I received his peace, and now I have no more depression. Write it down. Monitor how you say the Lord's name. As you learn his name, and as you say God or Lord or, you know, God dang it, but you actually use the profanity, or Jesus effing Christ and all that stuff, if you have people around you speaking that, monitor that. Get that in check. Taking the Lord's name in vain includes more than just profanity, too. As Christians, we continually carry Christ's name with us. So what are some ways we can dishonor his name with our words? But not just our words, our behavior or attitude. How can we glorify and exalt his name instead? Monitor yourself. It's not even just what you speak. But don't you know that your lifestyle can be a profanity on God's name? Oh, that's deep, ain't it?
Okay. Yes,
your
amen.
Lifestyle, your character, makeup can be a profane or profanity before the nostrils of God. You know that, right? Out of your mouth, you say you're a Christian and that Jesus is your homie and that God is your best friend, but your lifestyle is that of a heathen. You are dishonorable. You are disrespectful. You don't extend grace or mercy unto people that do you wrong. Instead, you are tooth for tooth, eye for eye type person. You blaspheme. You gossip. Mm-hmm. You use your body that's supposed to be a living sacrifice to the Lord. You stain it with adultery, fornication, substance abuse.
Yes.
Turn it to alcohol to be a dependency instead of dependent on God. Crack, cocaine, whatever it is.
Yes.
People do it on this line. Some major people do it. And you would never know. Right. And because you have lack of discernment, you're like, oh, they so filled with the Spirit. No, they filled with cocaine. That's
right.
My God. Jesus.
Right.
Because cocaine, it dews you up. It gives you that energy. So a lot of times you see a lot of people prophesying. They're like, oh, this, and I feel the fire of God. I'm sweating. No, it's cocaine in their system.
But my God.
You're like, oh, my God, this man is on fire. We need to. I'm going to talk to my pastor and invite him to my church so he can shoot up right before he come out and speak familiar spirit over you.
My Lord.
That's
Jesus.
Right.
My God.
Don't get caught up in all this
right.
Fly. There's more drug abuse than you know, or maybe
that's
you do
right.
know.
That's right.
God is looking at that. Your life can be a profanity. That's a profanity to be doing his work, having his name, and you still living like a curse word. That's why the Bible says many people will say, Lord, Lord, didn't I cast out devils in your name? Lord, Lord, didn't I do mighty work? He said, depart from me, ye that work in iniquity. I never knew you. Because you were a profanity to my name. You were supposed to be an ambassador. You were supposed to wear my name with pride and confidence, but you stained it. But I'm not to be mocked. And he'll have to say, depart from me. You don't want to be a part of that.
No.
Even if you're not a prophet and prophesying before people, you could be in a business administrator. You could be a regular lay member. God is watching you. It doesn't matter if you have a title or not, whether you're part of the fivefold gifted or not. God is monitoring everything.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord showed me, even with me, we're not exempt. The Lord showed me. He said, I come to you and I watch you. He said, but sometimes I just send my angels to record what you do. And he said, you come before me often. And I said, Lord, what do I look like? He said, you're faithful. He said, every time they report back to me, you're doing something for the ministry.
Amen.
You're doing something for the ministry. You're always looking and having me in your heart. Even when you're having fun, you think about me dancing with you. You think about me in everything. And I said, Lord, please. I told the Lord in worship today, judge my heart. I know I need to work on more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord shows me because I'm not perfect. I failed the Lord. But guess what? As soon as I failed him, I said, Lord, I know I failed you. I own up to it. Lord, help me, forgive me, wash me in your blood. And the Lord said, just as I've had mercy on you, have mercy on others. That's all I require. That will keep me keeping forgiving you. So the Lord, how do you forgive others? Some of us, God stopped forgiving 2 years ago. Because 2 years ago, you had an ought with somebody. You still have yet to forgive them. So God said, I stopped forgiving you way back in 2013. You got a whole pile of stuff that you need forgiven for. But because you're holding on to this little ought that happened with your siblings or with your spouse, your ex-husband, whatever it is, a coworker, God said, that's when I stopped forgiving you. He said, this is how it works. You forgive others, have mercy upon them so I can have mercy and forgive you. He said, I'm monitoring you. And if you need help in any of those areas, you can call on my many names.
Ooh,
your heart is hardened. You don't like it anymore. You're tired of being bitter. You're tired of always being offended by what people do. And you say, Lord, I need to get past what people think about me and what they say about me so I can do what you need me to do.
Amen.
Well, call on Elohim. Tell him to create in you a new heart and renew a right spirit within you.
Elohim.
I'm serious about this. This is a journey.
Amen.
Take note. Answer the questions I just gave you about what new names you've discovered.
Amen.
Why is it revelatory to you? How emotional, or can you even make it personal to the names you just discovered about God? And how can you monitor not just in your words, but in your actions, in your behavior, your attitude, so that you're not a profanity unto the holy name, the sacred name of the great I am. Amen. I'm finished. Yes. Heavenly Father, I thank you right now for this wonderful word. I thank you for being able to speak from your throne. You want us to know you, God. You want us to know who you are and the different manifestations of who you are. You want us to know you intimately, knowing that we can call on you to be our judge, to be our healer, to be our comforter, to be our counselor, to be our strong tower, to be the Lord of lords, to be the great I am, to be the Lord of lords, the King of kings, the resurrection and the life, to be the begotten Son that came and died for our sins. We can call on your name, Jesus. You said we are as close as the mention of your name. You are the way, the truth, and the life. You are the light of the world. You are the King of the Jews. You are all of these wonderful things, wonderful counselor. You are the Almighty. You are the everlasting Father. You are Elohim. You are Yahweh. You are Jehovah. You are hallelujah. All of these things. I am who I am. We are to call upon you. You are the Amen. You are the bread of life. You are all of these things, the living water, the door. You are, God, the good shepherd. You are the rock of our salvation. You are our fortress. You are our shield, our buckler. You are the strong tower which the righteous run into our faith. You are all of these things plus some. But we need to know you. And I pray that all of these words, all of the words, the wisdom, the nuggets, the revelation that you have bestowed on today, let us not take it lightly. But let us understand that you are here to do deals with us. You are here to do swaps with us. We are to lay our heavy yoke upon you, and you give us your easy yoke. We are to lay our heavy burdens upon you, and you are to give us your light burdens. I thank you. You are a heavy load bearer. You are a heavy load carrier. You are the one that we turn to no matter what. We turn to you first before we turn to our spouse. We turn to you first before we turn to gossiping with friends and unsafe loved ones. We turn to you first before we let out our steam and anger on these social outlet media. Lord, I thank you that we turn to you and confide in you because you are the very best friend. You know how to really You know how to really hold whatever is on the most sensitive subject to your heart. You are a true friend to us, and let us respect you and honor you as that. We give you the praise, Heavenly Father, and we worship your holy name, not just today, not just in these few accolades of words of thank you, Lord, hallelujah, but it's in our lifestyle every day. This is how we show true honor and worship unto you, by our lifestyle being a sweet fragrance in your nostril, not lifting up our lifestyle as a stench into your nostril. Our life is our offering. And Lord, we thank you. And we pray even right now that you would touch the minds and the hearts of the people. Let the seeds that have been spoken, let them receive it and let it be planted into their heart, into their soul. And rebuke any devouring spirit that wants to come and steal the seed and let it be planted on stony or thorny ground. Lord, but let their heart be that of fertile, rich soil so that when a seed is planted on this word, it will germinate and sprout up the fruit of your kingdom. Not the fruit of darkness. And, Lord, we thank you for that, and we speak in peace, and we decree and we declare that it is filled in the Holy Ghost. Heavenly Father, I thank you right now. I feel your presence. I feel your Holy Ghost fire. Thank you, Lord. I receive it in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
That was a powerful, powerful word. That was
we know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.